In this presentation, I am talking about resiliency of metal behavior in a feral soil after an anoxic event simultaneous to Rank-Wienhaus amendment. A lot of industry in the world produce liquid byproducts rich in organic components like bravery by Venus, paper industry vinyls or distillery vinyls. These products are recycled by spreading on the soil and can use it as a fertilizer. Spreading vinyls on the soil favor anaerobic condition in the soil and the dissolution of metals like presented in this figure for the mobilization of iron and manganese in anaerobic conditions. Therefore, our first objective was to assess the resiliency of soil for iron and manganese after anaerobic conditions. The second objective was to analyze the mobility of other metals with regard to iron and manganese fate. The third objective was to assess the effect of cation exchange on metal mobility and the effect of aeration of cation exchange capacity. Here I present the experimental incubation. Our samples were incubated 7 days in aerobic conditions. Then Venus was added and the sample were incubated in the time period ranging from 0 to 28 days. Finally, all the samples were incubated 28 days in aerobic conditions. We performed microbial and geochemical measurements in all these days. This photo shows the incubation button. We performed geochemical and microbial measurements. For geochemical measurements, we measure the gaseous headspace, the concentration of organic and minerals in the solution, the pH, and the oxidation state of iron and manganese, and finally the cation exchange capacity of the soils. For microbial measurements, we enumerate bacteria and archaea. And the fungal biomass, and finally we assess the bacterial molecular biodiversity. In this presentation, I present only the geochemical results. The microbial results are presented in a poster in this afternoon. Here I present the results. Iron is mobilized in anaerobic condition by reductive dissolution in about 12 days after a lag phase of 2 days. After switching to aerobic condition, iron is immobilized in less than 1 day by oxidation. In the solid phase, about 30% of iron is reduced in anaerobic condition, and after switching to aerobic condition, there is reoxidation of iron in about 4 days. To summarize, in anaerobic condition, iron is microbially reduced, and after switching to aerobic condition, iron is abiotically oxidized. In the solid, there is partial or total oxidation of iron 2, and most of the iron 2 is in the solid. The manganese have a different behavior. In anaerobic condition, manganese is mobilized by reductive dissolution in 7 days with no lag phase. After switching to aerobic condition, there is partial immobilization in 1 day without oxidation. In the solid phase, under anaerobic condition, manganese is reduced within 7 days. And after switching to aerobic condition, there is no oxidation of manganese. To summarize, manganese is microbially reduced in anaerobic condition, and after switching to aerobic condition, manganese is not oxidized, and most of manganese too is in the solid. To explain the fate of manganese in our condition, the concentration of manganese in the solution is higher than the concentration of manganese required for the siderite precipitation. Under anaerobic condition, and this concentration remains higher after switching to aerobic conditions. The complexation of manganese with other components in the soil solution is only 30%, and not reduce the fraction of manganese 2 in solution. We note also that in anaerobic condition, the mobilization of iron and manganese partially exchanged with adsorbed cation in the exchange complex. After switching to aerobic condition, the oxidation of iron tend to mobilize cations like calcium and manganese can tend to occupy the negatively charged seat previously occupied by iron 2. Like in this picture, there is an exchange between the cation in the solution. The mobilization of other cation can be explained by this exchange in cation exchange for the seat, like presented here for a linear correlation between divalent cation and manganese concentration. The cation exchange capacity changes also in anaerobic condition. The cation exchange capacity increases under anaerobic condition, and after switch to aerobic condition, it remains higher than the initial value. The pH can be explained only 1 to 2 centimol per kilogram, the increase of cation exchange capacity. The most part of this increase can be explained by the reduction of iron constitutive of clay, and the other part can be explained by dissolution precipitation of iron oxyhydroxide coating clay particles. To summarize, cation exchange capacity increased during anaerobic conditions, and the final cation exchange capacity is 2 times higher than initial. The pH have a negligible effect, and the increase of cation exchange capacity is probably due to similar contribution of coating and constitutive clay iron. To conclude, in anaerobic condition, iron and manganese were mobilized by microbial reductive dissolution. After switching to aerobic conditions, iron is immobilized by abiotic oxidative precipitation, and manganese is exchanged with adsorbed iron without oxidation. Mobility of leads calcium and magnesium depend on those iron and manganese partially as the result of exchange on seat negatively charged. And finally, the cation exchange capacity increased in anaerobic conditions. It's mainly a result of iron reduction. And after switching to aerobic conditions, the cation exchange capacity did not return to its original value after 28 days. Thank you.